Luciferian meeting in the second heaven. Prophet Feli Grace of Dominican Republic Congo 1. When the Lord called me, it was powerful and complicated. The Lord was manifesting in a tremendous way. There were signs and works of power. My leader thought I had resorted to occultism. He decided to suspend and excommunicate me. He could not understand the nature of my call and people were suspicious. When the overseer of our denomination heard about this accusation and these manifestations, he got curious and required my presence in the capital in order to make sense of all this. When I traveled to the capital, I wanted to rent a hotel room, but our leader, the apostle, refused and invited me to live in his place. He never told me why he would not let me sleep in the hotel. In truth, he wanted to see the manifestation of the spirit in my life and to determine whether it is God or black magic. It is when our leader put me under observation that something powerful happened. I was attending intercession prayer in our church. It was actually a series of vigil prayer where many servants of God gathered for prayer deep in the night. It was 11 p.m. and we were on our knees. Then something happened. I saw two bright men descending from heaven. They entered the church through the gate. I saw that these beings of light were not touching the ground and they were floating. One of them stood on my left and the other stood on my right. They told me, "We are sent to take you." I asked them, "Who sent you to take me?" They told me, "The Lord sent us to take you." These angels talked to me in French, for when I arrived in the capital I was speaking French. One angel held my left hand and then the other held my right hand and we began to rise. We rose in a breathtaking speed to space while my body was left on the ground on my knees and hands lifted. We got to an altitude in space where we stopped. I stood with the angels of God in space and I asked them, "Where are you taking me?" They told me, "We have a mission to give you, but first, you must attend a meeting." I asked them, "Where is this meeting taking place?" These bright angels told me, "Let's get there and you will see." Quickly we began to rise and finally, I saw a massive temple in space. This construction was breathtaking and beautiful. The angel told me, "We must get in this temple." When I looked at the gate of the temple, I saw people guarding the gate. When I looked again, I noticed that these people were not humans, they were demons. Quickly I saw crowds of humans entering the temple that was guarded by demons. I said to the angels of God, "Can you tell me your name?" The first angel told me, "I am Michael," and the second angel told me, "I am Gabriel," and they told me, "We must enter this hall." We entered the hall not through the gate but through the wall. We don't need to bother these demons. When we entered this state-of-the-art auditorium, I saw a massive crowd. This hall was surrounded by demons that were guarding it. The angels told me, "This auditorium is where Lucifer holds his meeting." The chief angels told me, "Observe the crowds. What are you seeing?" Brother, when I looked at this crowd, I recognized many familiar faces of political leaders that I always see on television. I saw presidents of the world and ministers. In this meeting, they were businessmen, entrepreneurs, apostate pastors, engineers, witches. I was surprised that demons were just doing the guard. I saw popular and preeminent men of God. The so-called revival leader of the Congo was there. I was puzzled by the presence of various pastors in this meeting. I said to the chief Michael and Gabriel, "You said that this is a meeting of Satan. Why are men of God in this place?" The angels told me, "This is why we brought you here. There are a lot of men of God here that you don't know. They are apostate servants. They pretend to serve our Lord, but they are deceivers and they serve the devil. They want the crowds. These pastors attend this meeting in order to get instructions from Lucifer about what to do in their churches." When I heard this, I was in pain. I was observing the hall and I saw that there was a pulpit before the crowds and demons stood between the crowds and the pulpit like protocol guarding the pulpit. Suddenly Lucifer appeared in this hall. He did not enter like the audience. He just manifested. When he showed up, everybody bowed their heads and they were repeating the prayer of worship toward him. When I looked at Lucifer, I saw that he had tremendous beauty and his robe was extended to the ground like a wedding outfit. I was captivated by his beauty and I saw that he was full of pride. When he began to address the audience, he was speaking slowly and touching his beard. I asked the angel Michael and Gabriel, "Are you sure the devil won't see us?" They told me, "He cannot see us. He has no power to see us." The devil told the audience, "I gathered you here for I want to dominate the whole world. I am here to give you guidelines so that I can reach the goal of total domination of the world. I want to dominate the entire world, but there is a group of people that I am unable to master. You're going to help me to get them under my domination. I will give you the system that you will execute so that we can have total domination." The audience said, "Yes, Master." Then the devil pointed his hand to the wall on his back. As a result, it turned to a huge screen. He said to the audience, I want all of you to watch this video that I have prepared about the strategy that we will apply. I saw that the world population was scrolling in that screen, especially the children of God. The devil said to the audience, "These people you are watching are the so-called Christians. The prophecy of these so-called Christians in their book says that whoever gets the mark of the beast would become the property of the beast and is lost forever. According to their book of prophecy, I am identified as the beast." The devil said to the audience, "I want the priests to stand up in the audience." Immediately I saw the pastors rising, and I saw that they had their Bibles. The devil said to them, "I want one of you priests to read the book of Revelation 13. A pastor read, Revelation 13 1-18, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. 2 And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. 3 And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. 4 And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? 5 And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. 6 And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. 7 And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. 8 And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. 9 If any man have an ear, let him hear. 10 He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. 11 And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. 12 And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. 13 And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. 14 And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. 15 And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. 16 And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads. 17 And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. 18 Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Then the devil said to the audience, Since their book of prophecy say that the whole world will have the mark of the beast, behold, I am the beast. This is a confirmation that we are heading to a scenario where the whole world will belong to me and they will have my mark, for it is given to us to dominate and rule the world. I saw the audience applauding the devil. Brother, the devil knows the Bible more than humanity. He came against the Lord Jesus using scriptures. You cannot come against the devil if you don't value the word of God, for the devil is a Bible reader and he mastered this letter. You will be outsmarted by the devil unless you value knowledge. The devil said to the audience, I will take over humanity thanks to the mark. I am marking humanity. This is why I instructed you engineers to build the mobile phone. I saw engineer rising in this auditorium, and the devil asked about the evolution of mobile phone technology, and they assured him that everything was fine. I saw the devil calling the wicked angels, and he told them, I am sending you to a place where you will see people that will give you things. When these angels of darkness left the auditorium, the chief angel told me, we have to follow them. We followed them as they entered the ocean. And we followed them beneath the ocean, where I saw supernatural and paranormal phenomena that I never imagined. I saw the dragon that the Bible called the Leviathan. This dragon beneath the sea told these angels of darkness, I know what you came for. Just follow me. I saw these angels of darkness following the marine dragon Leviathan. The angels of the Lord told me, let us follow them. The Leviathan led these unclean spirits to a spirit world where I saw all kinds of great ladies of the sea. I saw mermaid goddesses and queens. They were white, black, Asian, and of all races. This was a world similar to ours. He told the angels of darkness, what you came to get will be in these vases. I saw the Leviathan telling the angels of darkness to step back. Then he banged the water with his tail, and while the dragon was moving his tail, I saw mud coming out of water. There were a lot of them. These sand began to turn around like whirlpool, and they were entering these vases until they were full. Then he told them, "Get these vases and bring them to the master." When these angels of darkness brought Theseus' vase of mud to the devil, he pointed his hand on these vases and did a magic prayer. Then the devil called men who were there to come forward and open these containers. When these men opened these vases of mud, instead of mud, I saw body lotion of all kinds. The devil instructed these men to sell them in their shops. These are beauty lotions and perfumes that attract demons. Many are under the influence of demons because of lotion and perfume. Demonic bondage happens as a result of contact with places and objects. The devil said, "Whoever uses these beauty products will give me legality." I remember when I came to do a mission in the capital, the Lord spoke to me and told me, "Get out of the house and go to the central market, for I want to show you something." I went out of the house without telling people where I went, and I headed to the central market. When I reached the market, the Lord said, "Ask the people for this particular street and number." When people told me the street and number, I went to that address where there was a big shop. The Lord asked me to enter the shop that was in that address. I saw all kinds of cosmetic products that were contaminated by the devil. The Lord said, "You see, these products are all bewitched and they are causing control and manipulation and divorce and marriages." The Lord said, "People don't know that these products cause destruction and they are buying them and applying them. The devil is causing destruction. Lotions are also causing spiritual husbands to come to women." Then I saw the devil saying to the audience, "I have another video that I want to show you so that we can control the world." And the devil projected a video of people walking in the street, especially women. When we were watching women walking the street, the devil said, "I want to show you what we want to do in the world in order to control and neutralize Christians." We were watching a video of a woman who was walking the street. She was wearing a loincloth, yet she had no underwear. As we were watching, we saw that her loincloth fell to the ground by accident, causing scandal. Men who were walking the street were quick to see her nudity before she covered her shame. At that very moment, whoever saw the lady's nudity came into bondage and manipulation of the spirit of sexual impurity. The devil told the audience, "This is the end time trap and strategy we are going to utilize. I want to trap the world in sexual impurity, especially the so-called Christians. We must trap them in the bondage of sexual impurity." The devil projected another image of ladies dressed in miniskirts entering the church, and they took their seats in the front row. As the pastor was preaching, they were moving their legs and spreading their legs. When the pastor saw their nudity, he got distracted. The devil told the audience, "This is how we shall control the church. Sexual impurity and fornication is the way." The devil projected a video of intercessors praying in groups, but among them were a witch that he had sent to infiltrate them. When these intercessors were praying, this witch pretended to pray, yet he was doing incantation and magic prayer. Then he blew evil air upon the intercessors. I saw that they began to sleep one after the other. Then the meeting ended. Then the chief angel Michael and Gabriel brought me back, and when we arrived, prayer has already ended, yet I saw my body on my knees. The angel told me, "Now you can get back in your body."